What's happening? How you doing? Happy, 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 happy Friday. It's the weekend. Yay! And it's getting warm here in Florida, so beach time. Yay! Today we're talking about some rules of mentorship and why you should have a mentor and what's expected from, if you have a good mentor, somebody who's really going to drive you, and they're hard to get. I'm going to give you a way of thinking for that, okay? It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, powered by Scott Logic, that thing that comes from my mind into your ears and goes, wow, man, that made sense. I mean, he doesn't sound like he's that smart, but my God, what he says is crazy. I know. A little self-deprecation there. It's always good to do that. But you know what? Common sense is in short supply these days. And if you have the nerve, if you have the courage to listen to me and hear me face the world head on and look at it and go, yes, that's kind of evil and that kind of stinks. If you can take that, if you're strong enough to take that truth that not everything is unicorn or rainbows and understand it and accept and go, okay, but what do I do about it? Then you're a perfect fit for the show. And I'm happy to have you here. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy to have you here on this Friday, including my Daily Boost premium members. I really think about you. You guys have made you've allowed me to do my job these years. It takes a lot of money to do this podcast. You know that. It's a big pot, bigger than it's ever been. And so we have commercials, and Daily Boost premium members don't get them. If you would like to avoid the commercials and you would like to, and hang on. I was going to tell you this like 2 weeks ago and I didn't do it. If you're a Daily Boost premium member, you may have noticed I gave you a surprise in your account. Surprise that's going to mean money in your pocket. I cut your price in half. I did. So anybody who joins today gets that price. Just go to dailyboostpremium.com. You'll see what I mean. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. On Fridays, I ask the question, how do you want to feel? Now, I ask it for myself regularly throughout the day because stuff happens in life. But your subconscious mind, way down deep inside, wants you to feel good, and you know that. And maybe you're feeling grumpy and upset one day, or maybe somebody got in your face and didn't make you happy. All you have to do is sneak off, get around the corner, get in your car, wherever it is, and say, how do I want to feel? And if you have the courage to accept your answer, your subconscious mind is only going to choose the highest and best for you. It's not going to say, you want to feel awful. That's you being stupid. Just saying. It's going to say, you want to feel great. You want to feel good. You want to feel productive. You want to feel prosperous. You want to feel helpful. You want to feel all that stuff. So if you have the courage to ask yourself the question, how do I want to feel? It's the weekend. You can ask it with your wife if you want to. That's cool. How do you want to feel, honey? Okay, I'm off track here. How do I want to feel? And allow yourself the courage to accept the answer. And allow yourself the freedom to live the way you want to. So mentors. Mentors are interesting. Okay, so when I think about mentors, I think about somebody who can get a hold of me, shake me, show me the way, yes, break me out of my way, save me from myself, shake me up, say the things I don't want to hear, all that kind of stuff. I try to treat you like I'm your mentor. That's what I try to do here. If I were in your face at a coffee shop, if you talk to anybody who's ever talked to me, they're very surprised how honest and quick I can be. I will say exactly what I mean right then and there. I don't sugarcoat it very much. I try to be nice. I do. And in fact, I usually am very nice, but I will say it and I will surprise you by that. I like that kind of mentor. I like somebody who just basically says, okay, if you're going to spend time with me, just get to it and do what you say you're going to do. Now, there are sometimes you get with mentors. So I say this because when I when you go find a mentor, I want you to look for somebody who's going to do that. They're going to hold your feet to the fire. They're not just going to teach you how to do things. They're not just going to guide you. I know that's what you want, and that's a good thing. But you want somebody who's not only going to do that, but they're actually going to take responsibility for you. And that's the big reason for this show today. You want somebody who's going to agree to be your mentor, who's going to agree to help you, is going to take responsibility. That's why I take 5 coaching clients, sometimes 6, usually 5. Why? Because when I get beyond 5, I have to take so much responsibility for what we're trying to accomplish together, it's no fun for me. I can take 6 in transition, 7, 8, 9, forget it. I've done that before. No. When somebody comes to me to mentor them, I take it seriously. I take the weight. I respect them. I'm going to give them what they want. I'm going to push them to the limit, do whatever I can to get them there. That's how I think. I want that kind of mentor myself. I don't like it. Are you kidding me? I have those in my life right now. I hate when I get on the phone with them. Are you kidding? Now, they usually build me up and make me feel good when I'm done, but they bust me down in a good way. They break up my stupid thinking. You want that. You don't want anybody who's just going to teach you and be nice to you, because you'll learn, but you won't learn lessons you need to learn. I have often said, because, you know, we do the positive boost every single day. I should not say that. I really shouldn't, because I see it as positive myself. But a lot of people say, but Scott, you were speaking the truth and it hurt my feelings and it's not positive. Some of the best motivation, the biggest kick in the ass I got came from a boss or a mother-in-law or somebody who said something to me and made me so mad I hated it. They were right. They were right. There's a handful of them I can look back on in my life. I literally mean 3, 4, 5, something like that, that I didn't like at the time, but I sure remember and respect today. So every single mentor, including me, has at least 3 characteristics that they're going to require you to agree on. So would you pass the test? Would you pass my test? By the way, I don't expect you to agree with those on this show. That's not the deal. And if you even come into some of my groups, that's not the deal. I'm not going to do that. I want you to be there to learn. It's a little bit more passive. It's a, yes, I'm going to push you, but I'm not going to make you agree to all this stuff. But if you come on as a client, you better believe you're going to agree with this, because it's one-on-one time between me and you, and I'm not going to waste my freaking time on anybody. Would you pass my test and their test? Here we go. Number 1, do you have a burning desire to achieve your goals? Burning desire, hair on fire desire, can't stop till you get it desire, doing anything it takes to get there. Doesn't matter. Are you willing to learn? Are you willing to agree that you're doing things wrong? Try something new. Burning desire to achieve your goals, whatever it happens to be, I don't care. Do you have a burning desire? Because if you don't have a burning desire, why the hell would I have one? I cannot tell you. There are people that I have gotten in with that had a burning desire, and then they suddenly, their desire fizzled, and they were using me to pull them along, pull them along, pull them along, pull them along, and eventually I stopped pulling. Relationship done. Don't have that kind of energy. Fuel purpose. My purpose is to help you. You need to fuel me. I need to fuel you, right? Do you have a burning desire? Yes or no? If you don't have a burning desire to achieve a big-ass goal, don't do it. Do something teeny-weeny. Are you a coachable person? Yes, God, I'm coachable. I'm so likable. I'm coachable. Yeah, you better believe I listen to you. Sure. Are you prepared to accept the wisdom and the guidance of others? Are you? It's amazing how many people go to a coach, a mentor who can give them what they want, who can literally show them the way. You want to do a big podcast with sponsors and memberships and all that kind of stuff, a podcast with 5,000 episodes, and you come to me. Do you think that I have the wisdom and guidance to help you do that as a guy who's done it for 17 years now? You better believe I do. And still, with top 400 podcasts in the world, that's huge, out of 4 million podcasts. Do you think that I can help you? Are you coachable enough that if you were to come to me and work with me to do a podcast as an example, not that you have to, because I don't even do that right now. If you were to do that and you say you're coachable, would you listen to what I tell you? If I told you do this, 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 and this in this order, would you do it and keep doing it until you got it right and got it to work? Oh man, I just got rid of how many? Get rid of 70%, 75% of the people? I think I did. Number 3, are you willing to undertake all the actions to achieve your success? So do you have the burning desire? Are you coachable and willing to accept the wisdom given to you, the Scott logic coming down your ears right now? Are you willing to undertake all the actions to achieve your success? Are you willing to do that? So the question would be, if you said no to any one of those, why would somebody spend the time on you? Why would they? Personal, one-on-one time with the full expectation that I want them to have success and I'm going to do everything I can to get them there. I'm going to put all in on them. If you won't put all in on yourself. So if you want a mentor, choose one that's going to hold your feet to the fire. Be willing to go with those three things. Jump in and watch what happens. You will change your life so fast because something magical happens when you agree to do that. Most people don't. When I get my hands on somebody who does, they go fast. Because I can't talk. You, I talk fast. And if I know I talk fast and you listen fast and you take action fast, I talk fast again. So you get there even faster and faster and faster. We just cut out all the stuff and get you there. Not just me, but any mentor. I'm sorry to use myself all the time there, but I'm a good example because I do it every day. All right, get a good mentor and hold your feet to the fire and get to it, okay? All right, what's next? Oh, yes, dailyboostpremium.com. Go get there. You get this program commercial free and other stuff too. The website will tell you stuff about that, dailyboostpremium.com. If you want to chat with me, chat with other people with like-minded, positive, upbeat attitudes, go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. We're there. Otherwise, in between those couple of promos I do for you, it's all stuff that you can learn. So just thanks for the 30 seconds to tell you about stuff. Am I coming back? Yeah, coming back on Monday. I'll see you then.